Only 4 days remain before Israel elects its next prime minister. The incumbent, Ehud Barak, still trails his challenger, Ariel Sharon, by nearly 20 points in most polls. Last night, the deadline passed for others to get into the race. Some in Israel had hoped the Nobel Peace Prize winner Shimon Peres would replace Barak as the Labor Party's candidate, but that would require Barak to step aside, and that didn't happen. The campaign so far has been lackluster, with very little traditional political activity. But both sides say they will increase their appeals to voters in the final days. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Jerusalem. Why is Ehud Barak so far behind in the polls?
Well, it's a combination of factors, Bob, and a lot of them seem to be contradictory. No Israeli prime minister has ever offered more to the Palestinians in an overall peace agreement than Barak did last summer at Camp David. But that wasn't enough for the Palestinians, who were frustrated after 7 years of the Oslo process, and they responded with violence. And there have been 350 or so Palestinians and Israeli Arabs killed, about 50 Israelis killed in sniper incidents and drive-by shootings. So a lot of people here say the Israelis will vote against Barak for his failure to clinch the deal with the Palestinians and because of the increased fear and insecurity that the violence has brought. Some say they'll vote against Barak and for the candidate of the right wing, who is Ariel Sharon, to punish the Palestinians. By this view, you hear this in a lot of places here. The Israelis are essentially saying, you don't like what we offered you a few months ago. We'll see what you get with Sharon as prime minister.
What were the chances that Shimon Peres would have become a candidate?
Well, I don't think that they were very good, although from the comments that he's made over the last few days, it did seem that Shimon Peres wanted to enter the race, because all the opinion polls here give him a much better chance of beating Sharon than Barak apparently has. That's one of the contradictions. Israelis still favor peace with the Palestinians by more than 60%, and they think Shimon Peres would be a better prime minister to get it. The maneuver that some people speculated about was that Barak, recognizing that he's so far behind in the polls, might have decided to pull out of the race at the last minute in favor of Peres. That deadline was last night at midnight. It was always a long shot. Barak is a really stubborn politician, and he's behaving in public as though he can overcome Sharon's lead.
Why are Israelis leaning so strongly for Ariel Sharon?
Well, probably it has a lot to do with disillusionment. There were many voters here who were on the right years ago, but who came around over the last few years to be convinced that the Oslo process would really bring them peace and an end to the conflict with the Palestinians. And they were willing to see the creation of a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza. When it became clear that the Palestinians weren't willing to settle on the terms that Barak was offering, then violence broke out, then many Israeli voters on the right years ago swung to the left and now have decided that the unpredictable Sharon would serve Israel better in this time of crisis.
Now, Israeli elections are usually boisterous affairs. Not this time. Why is that?
Not this time, and it's hard to know, but I think it's almost as if both candidates figure that the Israeli public knows who they are and what each of them thinks about Israel's future and the peace process and the relationship with the Palestinians. In the end, that's the only issue, the relationship with the Palestinians, that's in this campaign. Israelis have been heatedly debating it since the violence broke out in September. They've continued it privately during this political campaign, and so they'll continue it at the ballot box on Tuesday.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Jerusalem.